Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Starting on Monday, Wegmans is going to be banning plastic bags at all of its stores, and it's part of the statewide ban that's starting on March 1st. And while all the attention has been on supermarkets, grocery stores, we're thinking about other stores too. Here at Straight Up Wines and Liquors, you guys have plastic bags, right?
Yes.
What's the plan? Come March 1st. Are you guys planning to get rid of them early, or are you planning to just, once March 1st hits, no more plastic bags?
Right. Well, we kind of have a stock of some already, so we'll just have to, as soon as March 1st hits, that's when we'll just recycle the rest of what we have, I guess.
So what, when people come to a liquor store, I mean, they're going to get three or four bottles of Chardonnay or something like that. You put it in a plastic bag, and usually they're on their merry way. What happens now for people who have bigger orders of alcohol?
Well, it makes it a little more challenging. We do have a couple customers that bring their own reusable bags, but, I mean, that's not many at all. We have the boxes that we empty the wines out of available for people who buy in bulk a lot. But other than that, I mean, it's kind of going to be on the customer to be prepared with the reusable bags more so, or they'll have to shove it all in paper and it'll just be harder to carry.
Yeah, do you guys have paper bags here?
Oh, we do. Okay. We'll have to stock up on the larger ones that can hold multiple bottles, mm-hmm. but right now it's just one bottle at a time sort of bags.
How difficult, I guess, do you think the transition is going to be for people? Because all you have to do is to type in plastic bags on Facebook and you get a litany of people who are all up in arms about it. How tough of a transition is this going to be for a liquor shop like this?
Well, we've had a couple of customers that said they're stockpiling their plastic bags now so that they can keep using them. But it'll be hard to transition for us because a lot of people are afraid that if they don't have their items bagged that they might get in trouble with the police for having alcohol, like, laying in their back seat. So, when I go to the grocery store, if I'm only grabbing a couple things, I'll just say no bag and carry it out. Mm-hmm. That might not be an option for us.
There's a concern, I guess. I would imagine people who are walking, because this is a very walkable neighborhood along Elmwood Avenue, if you don't have plastic bags for them, they're walking around with a big old bottle of liquor. What do you recommend for that?
Yeah, we do have a lot of foot traffic and people that ride their bicycles. So we really need their cooperation, I guess, in being prepared with reusable bags when they come, because we really won't have much of an option other than those paper bags.
Is it the big bulky paper bags that you guys have, or is it the ones that are kind of the size of, say, like a hand purse, you know, the ones that you can just fit one bottle in?
Well, we have quart and pint size bags for just one bottle that they can only fit the one. They're smaller than even the little bagged lunch paper bags. But we will have to stock up on some of those big bulky ones too.
I know I asked you this already, but I'm just not sure if it got cut out in here. How difficult do you think the transition is going to be for people come March 1st?
It'll definitely be difficult at first for people to remember their own bags. I know I always forget mine when I go grocery shopping, too. I try, but...
You and me both.
Yeah.
Do you guys sell reusable bags here?
We had them at one point that we gave to our loyal customers that had our logo on them. We don't have any right now.
Okay. Anything else you want people to know about the upcoming plastic bag ban? Just how to be prepared for it?
Be prepared with your reusable bags, I suppose, and I mean, it will be more costly for us, but we might have to do another round of those straight-up six-bottle bags for people. I mean, we've given them out in the past, and people still forget to bring them back, so...
Why is it more costly for you guys with this ban?
Well, the paper bags do cost more, and since they don't hold as much weight, we'd have to use more of them, too. We'd go through them faster than the plastic.
Great. I think that's everything.
Okay.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.